Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. I apologise for whatever band this is playing in the background. Aubrey, what band is it?
I don't know, but it's Shut Up and Dance With Me.
It is Shut Up and Dance With Me. It's a fairly good instruction at this point in the night. We've just been beaten 2-1 by Paris Saint-Germain. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really dejected, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't think that we didn't show our best ourselves at all. Like, if you can get beat, the players they've got, they could beat us. They could go toe-to-toe with us and they could fucking beat us because they've got Neymar, they've got Di Maria, they've got Mbappe, and they could beat us because they're of sheer class. That wasn't what happened.
Okay.
What happened was we weren't very good tonight. And they were average, and they happened to beat us.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel sad, because we could have got something out of the night if we'd have just been a little bit better. And it's a hard conundrum, because it actually is a bit about what we are all season at the moment. The pragmatic Liverpool at the moment is a very good team in the Premier League, but at the very, very top level, we went to Arsenal, we drew. We drew with Man City at home, and we've got beat here at Paris Saint-Germain. Because we're not quite clicking,
yeah.
And I don't know what it is, and I'm sure you agree.
We don't feel elite at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And elite is what all the good stuff that we're doing in the Premier League, and that's grinding out results and getting wins where we need to. But it's also the big games as well. Now, it's tough because the really big results in the first half of last season came against shit teams. The game against Maribors and Spartak and what have you. And we did have other good results, but, you know, we didn't... I mean, I don't know, maybe we did, but, you know, we got beat by City, we got beat by Spurs.
No, we did. We got spanked, didn't we? We got away to Tottenham and away to City, we got spanked. And we regrouped and we figured ourselves out. And then we brought Virgil in January. And it's hard. Have we become a pragmatic team? Have we sacrificed that excitement?
Yeah.
There was a point last year when we played, after we'd done the Porto result, that point I would have fancied against anyone in Europe.
Yeah.
And after today, I don't fancy us against anyone in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the same starting 11. And I don't understand how to explain that.
Yeah.
But I would rather, if you go back 7 months, I would literally have us against anyone, and tonight I'd be like, shit, we'd struggle. And what's happened there? What is going on in the training? What's going on with the players on the pitch? That's just where we are. We did a lot. We did all right. We didn't get fucking battered. We weren't humiliated. They didn't run the game. I find it really difficult when we are a decent team,
yeah,
when we're not very good.
Yeah.
And we're a very, very good team when we're on our top of the game.
Yeah.
We have 70% to 80%, 90% of the ball every time. And teams...
We're probably not 90% of the ball. That's a lot of the ball.
Sometimes we have 100% of the ball. No, but it takes a very, very good team to beat us.
Yeah.
And it takes a team to capitalise on every chance that they can create. But we can look quite mundane at times, and we can look pedestrian,
yeah,
and that's what we looked at tonight. We didn't really create anything. We weren't like that dynamic.
I think in games like this you need to see moments of just those moments to hang your hat on and go, this is how we could win this game. Obviously, well, thanks everyone, we're doing this a bit different. I'm doing this via a very sore arm at the moment. I've got Chris Pajak over here as well. Chris, come and get scooched in over here, my friend. We were talking during the game, weren't we? And I hypothesised that I'm not sure we're good enough to have two completely different styles of play, and I think you need that if you want to challenge for the Premier League and for the Champions League as well.
Maybe. I agree with you in what you're saying about when we maybe not good enough to be able to change between it. Are we good enough to win the Champions League playing 4-2-3-1?
We'd have to see.
Probably not. Yeah. The thing is tonight, mate, Paul, we weren't good enough across the board. I think we had one shot on target. They had about 7 or 8. Alisson was superb on the night.
I thought Alisson was man of the match.
Superb.
Yeah.
For us, certainly. Neymar's a prick. I think everybody knows that already, don't they? But I felt like we controlled the game. I don't feel like we tested them enough. You know, their defence, to me, looked great when they were playing the ball around. But those moments at the end of that first half when we actually made them defend for a change, their defence didn't look good. Yeah. And that's what we didn't do enough of. And it sounds stupid to say it, and it sounds dead simple, but we didn't make their defenders defend. Their defenders looked good when they were in possession of the football and they were turning Firmino and they were running forwards and they were sliding forwards, and they were really good at that. In the same way that Man City haven't been tested this season in a defensive sense, when you put their defenders under the cosh, I don't think they're that good. Liverpool weren't able to do that, and maybe that's down to the midfield, maybe that's down to strikers or whatever, maybe it's down to our midfield. I'm not 100% sure now, seen it one time or whatever. Didn't feel like the most creative midfield. I think we all knew that that was going to be the midfield. I'd have been happy. I was happy with that midfield. I thought that midfield could do a job. The fact of the matter is this, Paul. We conceded an early goal.
Yeah.
And that's game plan gone.
Yeah.
You play 4-3-3 to play counter-attack and football. And you've got to draw them on. When they score early, that's it. It's dead. It's over. It's done with. You can't go 2 goals behind. You can't push on that little bit more and go 2 goals behind. That's what Liverpool did wrong. Like, Liverpool conceded a goal. That's what they did wrong.
Yeah.
Fucking easy, basic stuff, that, innit?
It feels like... Yeah, exactly. It feels like Liverpool need to be that mad as bollocks team to win this game. You know, like that, like, we'll just go for it. We'll throw absolutely everything at them. You know what? If they score 2 goals, who cares? Because we'll score 3. We'll score 4.
Anymore,
we're
we?
Not that side anymore. And that's the thing for me, is I just don't think we've got that. We can switch, like you said, I don't think we can switch between those gears anymore. I mean, maybe that'll come later in the season. I said to Orby just then, because it's all well and good doing it against Maribor away and Spartak at home. You know, coming to PSG away, They should be. I know that their press might be saying, "Oh, Liverpool's tough and blah blah blah." And we had a very good chance of winning this game on paper, but they should be winning. They should win every game at home. And we haven't found our groove away from home in Europe at all. Well, exactly. We've not. I don't think this has probably been. Well, this has been the best away performance, which is something. But I wouldn't go. This is the exactly. Sorry, if those of you listen to the podcast, Chris's head just got. I wouldn't be holding this up as the blueprint.
Rolling down.
Yeah, rolling down.
We're literally the last row in this.
This is not the blueprint for how I want to see Liverpool perform away from home. We weren't brave enough in possession. I thought Gomez was fine. We actually needed Trent today. I'd have taken the gamble on Trent being a little bit more suspect at the back to have a lad. You know, you said it in the build-up. Just to have that lad who's you can give the ball to and he might spark something. He might do something more interesting. And I know, and ultimately we're left with bringing Naby Keita on at the end. The guy's not played football for a month. And, you know, we had little bits and little moments and what have you. But look, you'd end up with, is it 4-3-3? Is it 4-2-3-1 by that point? And you'd end up with Daniel Sturridge in the 10 and Salah in the 9 and Keita from the it was... I think it was throw some mud at the wall and see what sticks by that point of the night.
It was disjointed at best, wasn't it? That's what it comes down to. I think the game plan went out the window. We've probably planned for this since the last game, and it's gone out the window as soon as we concede.
Yeah.
And then after that, what are you going to do?
Who was good for you tonight?
Alisson. Yeah. Alisson was the man. Virgil van Dijk was still good.
Yeah.
Joe Gomez was still good. Robertson was still good. Lovren was good. Really good. I thought defensively we actually did really well, which sounds mad because they probably about 7 or 8 shots
on
target.
Which, just to qualify, we've not forensically analysed the goals we've conceded, so maybe if anyone's at fault, they might well be at fault. But so be it.
That's always the way, isn't it? Like, offensively, who was good? it's a different question altogether.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, did Bobby Firmino get in the area? Did he get in the area more when he was playing in the 10 than he did in the 9? Because I think he did. Actually, I'm not sure I remember anything of Bobby in the area. I remember Bobby dropping deep. But this is the thing. I won't speak for anybody else. I am so fickle as a football fan. I want it all.
What's being a football fan,
isn't it? I want 4-2-3-1. I want to think the best of it. I want
4-2-3-1 and 4-3-3.
I want it all, mate. I want my cake. I eat it. That's why I'm a fat bastard. I want Bobby Firmino to be the best number 9 in the world, and I want him to be the best number 10 in the world, because I think he can be both. But can he be both 3 days apart? Maybe not.
Yeah. I think that our methods of attack, the difference of 4-3-3 to 4-2-3-1, and we've been learning this way under 4-2-3-1. And then we've changed for it, so we've been told to leave, so I apologise if we have to cut this short. There's a man in very... Merci. They've got very small hats on, these guys. We've been taught, we're learning... No comment. We're learning to attack in a particular way with 4-2-3-1. And then we're having to... Sorry, Aubrey, just very nearly stacked it, and I might do the same. I don't know. Like I said, I think it boils down to that. And I haven't got much more intelligent points past. I haven't got many more intelligent points past. I think you've got a super squad, or you've got one superb way of playing. I think you can maybe, you can do it on both fronts. But look, City have qualified top of their group, Chris. Or at least they qualified. They've not done it in with absolute aplomb. Like, Leon have given them problems in both of those games. So, City, it's not really the best example in this particular instance, but I don't know. Look, ultimately, this is bad. This is bad if Liverpool then go and are shit in the derby, because...
This is bad anyway, because how many times did I say this during the course of the season, Paul? Or during the beginning of the season, whatever. Liverpool are set up for European football. And this is how little I know about football. Because all I've said all season long is Liverpool have got a better chance in Europe than they've got in the Premier League. Yeah. Well, Jürgen Klopp's changed that. Yeah. Jürgen Klopp knows that Liverpool won a Premier League more than absolutely anything in this world. Yeah. And he's set us up for the Premier League. Is it a bad thing that we're now better set up in the Premier League? I'm not sure. I don't think so, to be honest.
Yeah.
But what it is disappointing. It's gutting, because they were there for the taking tonight. If we I genuinely think they're that good.
Can you just say, because we're trying to traverse a stand while we're doing this video. I fucking hate Mbappe and I fucking hate Neymar. And you know why? No, you know what? Because they're tremendous players. It's not because of that, and it's not. And I've had to suffer watching them play against us. But it's the disrespect. I can't stand footballers who got pre-planned celebrations, and I hate the fact that they don't have any respect for us. And maybe that's the difference between truly world-class players and whatever, but I can't stand that. They're just absolute gobshites, the modern football gobshites, but I would love Mbappe at Liverpool. But disappointing, very, very
just
disappointing.
We'll be celebrations in Paris. Like.
Yeah, stick them up your arse. Listen, we're making our way out of the Parc des Princes at the moment. We've done our match reactions and what have you, so do check them out, of course, on the YouTube channel. If you listen to this in podcast form, there will be the final word going up on the redmentv.com as well. Leave some comments in here. Tom is going to be handling that to the best of his ability while we traverse our way back from Paris. Just wank. It's wank, watching Liverpool lose football matches, so let's not forget that. No matter what. But the most important thing is that we go and snot Everton at the weekend, and things will feel loads better, because I take Liverpool going out of the Champions League. Gary Neville was wrong when he said jettison, okay, you know, boot the Champions League, whatever he said in his weird Mank voice and his Mank goatee. But I don't think the Champions League is our priority. The priority is the Premier League, and let's do that by beating Everton at the weekend and keeping the pressure up on Man City. Yeah, yeah. So watch, like, subscribe. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.